When I married my husband 2 years ago, I didn't know where all of this would take me. I never thought that this could happen. He has two sons. One, who was a little older, was already off to college when I married into the family. The other one only had about 2 years of school to go through before he would go off to college. They liked me. It was a little weird at first. I didn't know what kind of a role I would play in their lives. They didn't need a mother like that anymore. But I still didn't want them to see me as just one of his dad's arm candy. Because I was a little younger than the mother that they had before, and I was never really the motherly type, so we were more like friends. Me and the youngest son, we used to spend a lot of time together. I learned his video games just to have some sort of bonding with him. I used to be the cool aunt for him, if you want. Order pizza even when his father said that we shouldn't. But he did understand when I did that because he knew that I just wanted to find my way with him. So he let me. He was happy that I tried so hard. With the oldest son, it was a bit harder because he was not around that much. He was only here at holidays and birthdays. I tried with him, but he never really showed much interest in me, thinking that he would see me anyways only at family gatherings, and then he doesn't really need to spend time with me that much. I tried, but he was not open for any of that. He didn't need a new mother, and I respected that, but it did hurt a little at the time. That's why I would have never imagined what happened then. It all started when the oldest son moved back in with us after college. He had trouble finding a job. He was a little difficult. Would not let anyone tell him what he has to do. Even though that's basically what happens when you have a job. We told him, if you don't want anyone to do that to you, you need to start your own business. But he was not the businessman like that. He was just he was a bit of a troublemaker. Always has been. Has problems fitting in. I thought it was beautiful that his father offered him to come back home. He loves his boys. And he could have also said, go see for yourself how you can afford an apartment and life without a job if you are so stuck in your ways. But no, he knew that things could go terribly wrong if he did that, that his son could end up on the street, so he offered him to move back in. But he has to help around the house. Doing dishes, doing laundry, mowing the lawn, running errands and stuff like that. He said that that is because he should have his own home now, know how to do these things. And also to make life a little easier for me. I work full-time, and even though my husband helps me a lot around the house, I do most of the housework still. And when his father said that he has to do all these works to also help me, I couldn't help but feel like he resented me a bit for it. I don't think that he thinks that a woman is supposed to be only in the kitchen, but he never liked me that much, and knowing that he's taking off load of my work, I don't know, I just don't think that sat well with him. His younger brother, who was almost done with high school, he was thrilled when his big brother came back. They had a weird connection. He would kind of like see him as this big hero, this guy who would not let anyone tell him what to do. He was a role model for him, so that one day I caught him smoke a cigarette. Not a big deal, right? I mean, he's old enough. He's around 19 now. He can smoke a cigarette if he wants to, but for some reason I got so mad because, well, a couple of my family members, they had lung cancer from smoking cigarettes and cigars. But I told them all how important it is to stay away from these things. I told the boys that, I told my husband that, and I couldn't help but feel that the oldest son made his little brother smoke just to mess with me. I knew that he smoked, and I told him countless times how bad it is for him and his health. He just laughed at me and said, "I'm old enough, you're not my mom, you cannot tell me anything," and walked away. And then just a day later, after a last encounter like that, I find his younger brother smoking in his room, like I wouldn't smell that hours later. I got so mad. I yelled at him, and I regret that now because it was not his fault. He was just trying to find his place. It's boys. They rebel like that. But he got so pissed at me and so mean. We used to have such a great connection. We were really good. We were friends. And all of a sudden, he yells at me and says, "You're not my mom. You're just a bitch that my father married. You don't belong into this family. I don't have to listen to you at all." He never spoke to me like that. And I know that his brother used to say things that, you know, "I'm just a gold digger, a bitch that his father married." And then I couldn't help, so I stormed out of his room and into the garage where his big brother was. He was working on an old car his father had there. I doubted that he would ever get it to work, but he was keeping himself busy and out of the house and out of my hair, so it was great. But that day I just had enough. He was manipulating his little brother to hate me. He was just trying to destroy everything that I worked so hard for just because he didn't like me? That's not fair. Maybe I shouldn't have gone down there in the mood that I was. Maybe if I hadn't, all of this wouldn't have happened. But I couldn't help myself. It was boiling. So I went down there. And I yelled at him. And I don't know. That all started something that I just couldn't stop anymore at some point. It all just completely got out of control.
What the hell is wrong with you? Don't play the innocent now. I know that you got your brother into smoking a cigarette. What are you telling him about me? Why are you hating me so much? I never did anything to you. I've always been good and kind to you. I tried to be. I did not marry your father for his money. I love him and you know that. Just because I'm younger doesn't mean I'm automatically a gold digger. I don't know what bad experiences you have made with women, but I will not let you destroy what I have built in this family, the place that I have found for myself. You will stop this. Your brother never spoke to me like this. No, he never has. We've had a good connection. We've been having a good time together here. What are you even talking about? He is my stepson. Look, if you can't stand the fact that I'm part of this family now, leave. You're only here because your father felt like he was a bad father if he would have led you out there by yourself without any money, trying to figure it out in life. But don't you dare think that I have no say in this. I said that it's a good idea, yes, have him in the family so we can all bond and become one family. but you're not willing to. I never wanted to force myself onto you. I never wanted to be that mother that you don't need. I never wanted you to think of me this way. I don't know what I did that you hate me so much. Why are you so bitter? And let me go. Stop it. No. I never touched him. What is wrong with you? He's like my son. Yes. You think I would not fight back? What are you talking about? I never touched him. Why would he say something like that? No. No. Stop. I'll scream. I'll scream. The neighbors will hear me. What do you want? What do you want from me? Why are you like this? I would never touch him. He's just a boy. You would believe me. Your father would believe me. He would. You're so cruel. What have I done to you? I'm just trying to be a mother. I'm just trying to be a friend. I'm just trying to be a wife. I'm doing my best. But what? No, of course not. He didn't. I don't know what his testament says. I don't know what's in his last will, but of course, it's not like I will get everything, and I never took your place in the family. Your mother left, she left your father. It was not me. I met him years after that. Don't. Please, don't. Your brother is upstairs. What if he hears it? Now, I won't tell anyone, I swear. No one will know. Don't. Please don't. What are you going to do now? Rape your stepmom? Is that what you've been thinking about all the time? You couldn't help it. No. That way you came back. You couldn't have me at the family gathering, so that's why you came back. When your father finds out about this, he'll kill you, he'll throw you out. You for it. And then I took him back. Fucking finished already. Fucking finished.
It was rough and hard and somewhat brutal. He slammed his cock into me again and again. And when he was about to finish, I could feel it. I could feel his cum flooding my womb. When he was done, he looked at me and grinned. A dark and evil grin. And I knew that was just the beginning. He wouldn't let this go. I knew he was right if he told my husband, if they both told him that I did something dishonest and perverted and dirty to his youngest son, he would kick me out. God, he would probably shoot me on the spot. I had no choice. I would go to jail. So I had to play this game. And when you're forced to play a game that you didn't want to play before, things can happen that you never thought they would. After I laid there for a little while, broken and dirty, I went upstairs to clean myself off. I was in the bedroom, my husband still at work, when his younger son came in. He asked me if something was wrong. I said, "No, everything's fine." And then he said, "Didn't you just fuck my brother?" I was completely lost. They were playing with me. This entire time they played a game with me. He knew. He knew that I would go down there into the garage. He knew what his brother would do to me. They both played me, and I walked right into their trap. They had me. They had me. They could play me. I was completely defenseless. So what else should I have done? the moment. He pulled down his pants and said, "If you don't suck my cock right now, I will go to Daddy and tell him that you fucked my brother." And I knew that he would believe him. If he would have not believed his older son, he would believe him. The innocent one, the good one. God, he was a devil. He was even worse than his big brother. His big brother was a little dumb, you know, like those douchebags in the movies, but his little brother, his grin, that was just cruel and evil. I had no choice. My back was completely against the wall, so would I have known before? I could have talked to my husband, but now it already happened. They probably took some sort of pictures while he was fucking me so that it looked like I enjoyed it. With weird angles, they would have probably did something on Photoshop so that it looks like I did that to him, not the other way around. I would lose everything if they told him that. If they told my husband that, I would go to jail. I would lose my friends. I would lose the only family that I still had left. So, I did what he asked me to, hoping that at some point they would get bored by this game.
Why do you hate me? I thought we were good. I thought we were friends. I worked so hard. And I'm so disappointed. Yeah. I can't go faster. What do you mean you know I can't go faster? You're just so perverted and wrong. That was private between your father and me. Actually, you're quite brave to have your cock in my mouth. What if I bite it clean off? You'll fucking leave. Get out.
And if they didn't have me before, with pictures and videos, they definitely had me now. If our camera was rolling during this, they just needed a good angle, a screenshot, and it looks like I'm happily sucking my stepson's cock. Ran right into the next trap. Well, that's just how stupid I am, right? Dumb, naive, and stupid. All I wanted was a real family. And now I have this. From that day on, not a day went by where I was not stuffed with cocks. If it was not my husband's cock, then it was my stepson's. After breakfast, when my husband left, usually the older son was already ready. Cock hard and ready too. And when he was done, his younger brother took turn. Even though I feel like he didn't have that self-esteem that his bigger brother has, he prefers to stick it into my throat, not into my pussy. Maybe he doesn't have the skill that it takes to do that. He doesn't want to look stupid. Anyway, I let it happen. I didn't know what to do anymore. At night when my husband came home and he wanted to get intimate with me sometimes, more than before, I told him I had migraine, that it's very stressful at work, that I would just like to sleep now. Because my pussy was already so worn out from the day. When the older son was very hungry, he would take me multiple times a day. And they knew when I purposely left the house more often. When I ran more errands than I usually would, they would wave this picture in front of me and say that this would magically make its way into my husband's stuff if I left the house more often than I have to. My husband's work times are very strict. He's basically gone from 8 a.m. in the morning to like 6 p.m., sometimes 7 p.m. He works hard to provide for us. We live good, even though in these times I wish he was home more often. When he was there, they never looked at me like that. They were too scared of what would happen. Even though they had me, they were still scared that their father would kick them out and punish them for that. That he could maybe eventually take my side of all this. We all were too scared. That's why we didn't try anything. I didn't try to tell him, and they didn't try anything with me while he was there. And because we were in this vague place where nobody knew, I just let it happen. It was like I already expected it when I left the bathroom in the morning. My husband already gone. That he was already waiting there. Cock whipped out. Stroking it. Usually I didn't even bother putting on clothes anymore after the bathroom. I just set myself on the bed and let him enter me. But I gotta say, with time, he became more gentle. Always depended. Sometimes he was very rough. But I think he somehow grew tired of that at some point, so he started becoming more soft and slow sometimes. Sometimes it looked like he even actually cared what I felt like. And maybe, Maybe my body was just done with being scared and frightened all the time. Because at some point I just thought, why fight it? Why not enjoy it? It will happen anyway, if I fight them or not. If I yell at them, how much I hate them, how much I despise them, how wrong and sick they are. They will keep doing it. They don't care. They're having their time of their lives. Using their stepmom. Why should I not enjoy it? It's not like it is painful, really. Yes, the older son is rough and sometimes very hard, but it's not like it's painful. And yeah, the younger one could use a little, well, practice, I guess, when he tries to fumble with me in weird ways. But it's not like he hurts me, really. It's just when I fight it that it hurts. And I guess, as twisted as it may be, I just accepted my fate. Maybe it's a survival mechanism that at one point you start to think, if I cannot make it stop, at least I can make it feel good. And that's probably the wrongest thing about all that, that at some point I enjoyed them using me.
I never wear panties anymore. You know exactly why. Just get it over with, will you? What are you talking about? Stop talking such bullshit. No one has tamed me or trained me. Do you get that? I'm just wet because... Fucking get this over with already. I've gotta go grocery shopping. Or do you want to starve the next few days? Do you always have to play with it like that? Today. Fucking shut up. I did not come. It was just so deep. I... Get lost. You got what you wanted.
At some point, I started touching myself when they were done with me. Even if I came while they used me, I still wasn't so much heat. I came one or two or even three more times after when I touched myself. I started to crave it. It was a hunger. I don't know if they really trained me to feel this way or if that was already in me. I just know that from there on, things became more and more twisted. And I really had no control over it anymore.